All right, it's Didi in the morning on a Monday. So Daryl Huckabee is standing by. What's up, Huck?
Hey, Didi, what's happening? Just after 9 o'clock on this second day of Black History Month. And with that, we have a special guest joining us today to talk about a few events happening over the course of Black History Month. Now, she is well known within the community of New Haven, having put together community events, not just for years, but for decades. She happens to be the branch manager at the Stetson Branch Library. Her name is Diane X. Brown. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, Daryl. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for asking. Excited to have you join us to talk about all the wonderful activities happening throughout the month at the Stetson Branch Library. So the first event is this Saturday, the 7th, at the library. What's happening this Saturday?
So this Saturday, we've decided to bring back our most popular artists and facilitators. We're going to have Mae Gibson Brown. She's a big mama in the community. She's been an inspiration to me. And for many years, when I was at the former location, she would come and do story time for our children, show the children how to churn butter. And she would tell stories about the civil rights movement, slavery, the transatlantic slave trade. So I've asked her to join us on the 7th, and she will come in with some song and teach the children and the families things about life that she lived through. We have Cherie Baldwin Muhammad, who is a professional art instructor, and she's also a professional educator in Bridgeport, Connecticut. She does family canvas painting. She's very popular, very good with families, very good with children, and this community really is endearing to her. We also have Michael Mills. Everybody knows Michael Mills. He will be coming in with healing drums. We will have a drum circle. The last time we had Michael, it was very popular, very packed. We had over 75, 80 people came in, and the children and families will get an opportunity to drum underneath his direction. And then last but not least, we have Ayaba Mandingo, who is a Black puppeteer, and he comes in with his handmade puppets that they're amazing. Some of them are life-size, and he does hands-on activities with the families and the children, and he comes up with on-the-spot play interaction where all of his plays and things that the puppets talk about are all life lessons. In fact, I have adults that come with no children who don't have children when they know that Mr. Ayaba is coming because they really feel good about what he brings. So it'll be an all-day program. It'll start at 12 and it will end at 5 p.m. And at 12 o'clock, we will have lunch together. We will have pizza, snacks, and juice on the lower level with arts and crafts to get all, you know, some of that energy out. And then we'll go upstairs to the second level. And that's when the show will begin.
And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Diane X. Brown. She is the branch manager at the Stetson Library. And this is happening this Saturday, 197 Dixwell Avenue, right here in New Haven. Now, there are two more events. One is happening on the 21st. And then we have another one on the 28th.
Yes. So the one on the 21st, we had Dr. Anissa Ramirez. She is a Black scientist that lives in the Westville community in New Haven. So she's our very own. My children's librarian, Philip Modine, had met her and asked her if she would come in and do something with a class. There's a book called Spark, and that book is about Dr. Jim West, who's a Black scientist. And he put all the things together that created the microphone that, you know, you need to use that on a day-to-day basis. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Dr. Anissa Ramirez come in with her book that she wrote about Dr. West, and we are going to Zoom Dr. West in so Dr. West can talk to the children about his discoveries as a Black scientist, and he could also answer questions from the children and the family. So I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. That program will be from 1 to 3 p.m. So we're hoping that families will come out and get an opportunity to meet two Black scientists.
And then the last event is on the 28th?
Yes. So the last event, we're going to be celebrating the life of Booker T. Washington from 12 to 3 p.m. This program was put together in an hour. So the gentleman that worked at Booker T. Washington Academy in New Haven, he came in to talk about interested in Stetson Library. You know, I would like to be more involved in Stetson Library. And I said, okay. So I said, let me start by asking you this question. The children that go to Booker T. Washington Academy, do they know who Booker T. Washington is? Because I find that a lot of children are going to a school of a namesake like Barack Obama school. Do you know who Barack Obama is? You go to Amistad. Many children that go to Amistad High School in New Haven come to Stetson Library. Do you know anything about the history of the Amistad? 99% of children will say, I know a little something, but in my opinion, they don't know enough. So I asked him the question and he said, it's funny that you should ask me that because they know, some know, but it's never enough. So right. I said, well, why don't we do a program about Booker T. Washington? And you can have your students and the families and the public, we can come in and we can do a program. We could talk about Booker T. Washington. So what I've done was I've asked retired probate judge Clifton Graves, who's also a Black history professor. To me, he's our historian. So Clifton, of course, knows the history of Booker T. and hundreds more. And he said, of course, he would be glad to come in and talk to the children and the families about the life and times of Booker T. and the impact that he had on society as a whole and us as a Black people. And then I asked a puppeteer, Ayaba Mandingo, would he come back and would he also create a puppet show about Booker T. Washington? So he has a new puppet that he created. That's a grandma, the grandma, you know, sometimes the grandmas tell the stories. So in our communities, we call them Big Mama. So he's got a Big Mama puppet. And what's going to happen is Big Mama is going to teach also even children and the families a little bit more about the history and life and times of Booker T. Washington. So we're also excited about that as well.
Again, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Diane X. Brown. She is the branch manager at the Stetson Branch Library. All of these events are happening at 197 Ditchwell Avenue. Again, the first event is this Saturday, the 7th. The second event is Saturday, the 21st. And then the third and final event for Black History Month, Saturday, the 28th. Diane, thank you so much for joining us today. And we appreciate everything that you do in putting together activities like this for the community, especially during Black History Month.
Thank you, Daryl. I appreciate all that you do. We've partnered on many things and I'm looking forward to, we got some things coming up in the summer we'll talk about at another time. But thank you so much for all you do and the team at WYBC. Very much appreciate it.
No problem. And I'll post all of these events at our community calendar on 943WYBC.com as well as my social media pages. Is there a website people can go to from the library to get more info as well?
The best thing that I would suggest people, okay, so everyone doesn't have Facebook, but if you do have Facebook, you can go to my Facebook, my personal Facebook pages, Diane X. Brown on Facebook, or you can go to nhfpl.org. That's the New Haven Free Public Library website, nhfpl.org. And then you'll see at the top across banner, it'll say locations. You can click locations. In fact, not just Stetson, but any of the other locations are going to be having some programs as well, but you can click on Stetson and all of our programming, not just for Black History Month, but all of our programming going forward will be listed under that.
Diane Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. I'm Daryl Huckabee. Always keeping you connected to what's happening in our community. 94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city.